Hello, welcome to the Alone Show. I'm your host, John Malone. In this episode, no regulars, because reasons, as always. As for our guest, he is from New York City, and he is a musician. What kind of musician that you would say? Well, we're about to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Randy Arzu.
How you doing? How you doing? My name is Mr. Loyalty. Super excited to be here with Jamel Alone. I am super honored and super excited to be doing this interview here with you guys.
Fantastic. So, how's life?
Life is beautiful. Life is definitely a learning curve, but life is enjoyable. Life is great. And at this moment, we're currently working on a lot of music, on a lot of projects for our fans here in North America, and of course, across seas all the way to the UK.
All right then. Is there anything else you're working up on right now?
I am also working. I am currently focused on what is Afrobeat, which is very big, coming from Africa. I am originally from Honduras, and my background is Garifuna, which is a mix of Arawakan Indians from the island of Saint Vincent with West African, with West Africans. I've been from from Honduras to the USA for almost 20 years now, and definitely it is a cultural shock being used to the American ways and such. But super honored to be learning a lot musically on the performing arts also. We're currently working on two movies, just lots and lots of news and lots and lots of things going on. Thanks God.
Okay, cool. So, what inspired you to become a musician?
What inspired me to becoming a musician is basically the human contact, if you may say. I love to try to transcend my artistic levels, sharing a little bit of me, whether it's a fictional story, whether it's a true story. Just want to communicate through my music, what the times are going, or a story. I love to music have always been a part of me. I've listened from mu to music since I've been on my mother's belly. It's always been a focused around reggae, around Afrobeats, around a lot of soca, different like island music, so very tropical, very Caribbean, and just the fusion. What I love about music is the fusion. You can compose music, with any type of instruments and any type of sound barriers. For instance, my background, like I told you, it was Garifuna. Also, that comes with punta. Punta is our ancestral type of dance, and it's a very old dance, but it's very popular nowadays, all in North, South, and Central America, and transcending to Europe. Being able to create a little bit of what's mine with a little bit of what's out there, I feel like it turns me into the multiple cultural person that I am. So I feel very connected to the roots, to the sounds. I feel like music speaks by itself, even if you're not singing through it, but I feel like you can transcend your emotions through music and connect with people, that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any music artists that you would like to collaborate with someday?
Oh my God, so many, and that's part of the goal. You gotta first you gotta do your work. You gotta make sure you clean. You gotta make sure you crisp. You gotta make sure that you work on yourself. And of course, there's a lot of artists out there who I would like to work with. One of them is Temaya, which is a Nigerian artist. And I admire a lot of his work. I like the attitude that he brings in his videos, and also the lyrics that he provides in the music. Is very it, you know it's very it connects to a lot of my upbringing, if you may say. There's a besides him, there's a lot of artists I know from UK. You know, who wouldn't want to, you know, kind of do a song with Adele? Who wouldn't want to work with Sam? Who wouldn't want to work with all these big artists, you know, anybody? And I just think that, you know, it takes, you know, a little step by step, climbing up the ladder and show that you're really worth of working with them. So that's what we're focusing on, creating our own sound, being able to bring something original. And you know, that's what Power is King Music, Mr. Loyalty, Randy Orzu are working on. And so far the feedback has been great. We just want to, you know, encourage everybody to go to our website and also sign up and, you know, stay in touch and stay, you know, notified of what is, you know, photo shoots, video shoots, any type of meet and greets that are going to be coming back.
Nice, nice, nice.
It's just a little bit of everything.
Yes, absolutely. What kind of music do you often listen to?
Oh, I listen to all genders of music. I have, you know, it all depends on what my mood is, but I mostly is very upbeat. It's very upbeat. It's very energy giving. It's always, you know, close to EDM. It's close to, you know, to those beats that elevate your energies. Cause I like to hype up people. I like to give people, again, a reason to smile, a way to connect with them. So I like upbeat energy giving music.
All right then, pretty good.
Yes.
Where has been the furthest you traveled to, the furthest away from where you're originally from?
Wow. Well, you know, again, I'm originally from Honduras, which is you know, a couple of hours from United States. But once I moved to the United States, I could say that being from the east side of the country and going to the west side of the country to perform and get an award in California is definitely the furthest that so far my career has bring me to. And I just can't wait for what this year is going to be. I know there are doors opening. I know there are great things happening. And we're just excited. You know, we just focused. We're focused on bringing quality, good music that rather than just a bunch of, you know, stuff that you don't even understand what is going on. So we are definitely on that. My answer will be California because my music has brought me there.
Nice. Very good. If you were given 500 acres of land, what would you use that land for?
Oh, that's a lot of land. First off, I believe in farming. I like agriculture, just because of my background. You know, close to the coast, kind of hands on with your food, kind of go get your food, you know. So definitely I'll create some type of farm, some type of vegetation going on just to kind of out of sustain myself, you know, kind of keep things organic, if you may say. And also I would love to create something to help to give back to the people. Not a lot of people know this, but over there in the country of Uganda, I was working with the Triplets Ghetto Kids. And while they were here in New York, I enjoyed, you know, kind of learning from them, learning a little bit, you know, a lot from Uganda, and it kind of built a bridge, you know, between Honduras, Guatemala, Belize, and Africa, you know, our roots. So it was definitely a moment to which I hold very, very dearly. And I just want to create something. So being in the country of Uganda, I help out kids who are in an orphanage and, you know, kind of get them school supplies, clothing, food, if we may, medical supplies, just the little things that make them go day by day. And that's kind of what the main goal is, you know, kind of give back to those who are supporting and who are giving to me, you know. It's an open door or a two-way door, if you may. So that's kind of like the plans that I would do with that type of land. Yeah.
Nice. All right. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If your mind was an island, what would it look like?
If my mind was an island, what would it look like? I love sunny days, so be ready for some tropical weather. Yeah, bring your sunscreen because it's gonna be hot. Definitely crystal clear water. Lots of fauna, lots of birds and different type of animals. It will have to be rich in land, fertile land, because it's again, it's, the world gives, we come into the world, we are able to take care of the world, and we could give back to the world just as the world Earth has given us. So to me, it's all about always about giving back, but definitely a nice vacation place.
Yes, indeed. What could you give a 40-minute presentation on without any preparation?
Myself. I can go on and on and on and on.
All right then.
I also believe that, that would be kind of like the simplest question, but there's a lot of important subjects out there. To me, it's all about life. I'm currently going through changes. So not bad changes. I just think that you learn to adapt to certain things that happen in life. So definitely kind of talk about life, kind of how to deal with situations. I've been a person who have suffered from depression in the past, which thank God I've been off of meds and therapy and all of that type of stuff, because I've been able to hear myself, kind of work on myself and those little dark moments that you don't talk about. So I believe that if you can help yourself, you could definitely help somebody else. And that's why I say me, because you your own writing book, you your own notepad, you the only person that can make things happen for you. So you have to take care of yourself, take care of our body, our mentality, and all that type of stuff. So definitely life.
Yes, life is life.
Yes.
Wild. Would you rather speak all languages or talk to animals?
Whoa. That is such a cool. That is such a good question. I do like to communicate with people. I love culture. I love learning, I love learning life. But also the animal kingdom is just as beautiful. Being able to communicate to animals is definitely something wild, if you really think about it. And just for that experience, just because I know that personally I could learn a different language, I would definitely go with speaking to the animals. What? That's a superpower.
That's pretty interesting.
That
Have
would
you
be my
met
answer. That's how I feel.
Nice. Have you met anyone famous?
My God. Yes, I have met famous people. It goes from, musically to the acting roles, I guess, if you must say. Oh, it all goes around entertainment business. So, definitely have met some big people. As to regarding my culture, it's been people from Belize. Super G has been people from Honduras who are very big nationwide. But internationally, I have met Jamaican singer, Puerto Rican singers, and I don't want to mention one in specific because they just come in my head. But it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them, and it's always been a pleasure. Like I told you, the Triplets Ghetto Kids from Uganda, Africa, who worked with French Montana and being at the American Got Talent shows. It's been amazing. So, you're surrounded with good energy. You get to see these superstars and how they really connect with the people around you. So being able to experience those kind of stages in life, if you may say, both personally and professionally, has definitely been an award, you know, has definitely been something to learn from. So yeah, we've seen a few.
Absolutely. What should they teach in high school, but they don't?
How to work your money, you know, how to become independent. Real economics, I would say, because it's not the same that you go from a 9 to 5 job and you're making somebody else while it's bigger, instead of working on something that you can depend on, how to sustain yourself from. So I believe, you know, something that can make you self-sustain, make more, and you learn us to make better choices through that. That's what I believe. So I believe, you know, some real economics could be good in how to work your, you know, your taxes, how to do your taxes, how to, you know, keep a clean credit, how to work on, you know, the little details that keep you economically, you know, at a certain budget. So being able to auto-sustain will be definitely something good to be teaching in high school.
Yes, absolutely. Would you rather never age physically or never age mentally?
Ooh. Wow. That is a tough question. That is a tough question, and the reason why is because, you know, we need both. But I think that I would want to remember my life, even if I'm not able to move, if that sounds crazy. I don't know. I just want to be able to see the youth, you know, grow, to see what is ahead in hopes that it's something good. So I would definitely want my mind to age less than my body, because I want to be there. I want to be present. I want to feel present in the moments, important moments.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. How about you? Let me ask you that. That one goes for you. How about you? What would you say?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. Because
right.
Anything goes, really.
Right.
I'm thinking about it now. It's crazy. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that would be my answer for sure.
Sounds good, yeah. If you could travel back in time, what decade would you like to live in?
Ooh, I say I was born in the wrong time, and in the wrong era. I was born in the 90s. But I would definitely love to experience the 70s, 80s, 60s. I feel like there was much more, what would you say? There was a better way to connect with humans. It was less technology, so it really depended on a lot of things, you know, that you show that you care, that there's, you know, kind of, no, I don't want to say sacrifices because that's a big word, but, you know, it shows that there was a better way to connect with between humans, you know. Who wouldn't love to expect a letter out of nowhere after after you wrote to that person for 2 weeks ago? It's kind of like bringing, I'm not saying technology is wrong, but I'm just saying that there was a better way to connect with people. You really had friends, you know, you leave your bike outside and everybody's kind of watching, you know, playing outside till midnight or something. And, you know, it's the whole community all together. Everybody actually knows everybody. So I just feel like those times were the times where people really kind of mingled and get to know each other for real.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you heard of a drink called banana friche?
No, I have not, but I would love to find out what it's made out of. Obviously, got to be some bananas included.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's also a milkshake slash movie that contains all the tingly sensations in the world.
That
So
sounds good. That sounds good. Can
Oh
you
yes, absolutely.
repeat the name of it again?
Banana Frice.
Banana Frice. Okay. I like the name. Sounds cool.
Me too. If you were chosen to be a colonist for a new habitable planet, would you take the offer?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't, and not because I'm afraid to find a new world. It's not because of that. It's just it kind of, I don't know, I just feel like I wouldn't, it's not in my heart, you know, kind of take that role, kind of go and figure it out what's going. I just don't feel like it would be me. It don't fit with my character. I just no.
Yeah, I can see that. Fair enough. What is your favorite ice cream topping?
Great favorite ice cream topping. It definitely gotta be cookie dough.
Oh, yeah.
I like cookie dough. It just makes it more, I feel like it makes it more rich, especially with vanilla, and strawberries. I like the combination of flavors, but I think cookie dough is definitely my favorite ice cream topping.
Nice. Now I feel hungry.
See? That's
Yeah.
exactly
I can see it.
why.
Have you imagined in the event that 10,000 spiders have deployed and got rid of the flies and all of a sudden the whole world has become a no-fly free zone? Have you ever thought something like that?
That's so funny that you made it. It has to be with spiders, but not to that extent. I actually dreamt of being chased of exactly that amount of spiders in a dream, and they all got together and kind of like went inside of my stomach. It was some surreal, but yeah, when you mentioned all those spiders, that's exactly where I went back to. So I'm like, if I dreamt it, who knows? You just never know. There's a lot of things going on in the world.
Oh, yeah, indeed. What has been the longest line you ever waited in?
Longest line I ever waited in.
Yes.
Ooh. It was definitely at a restaurant. We were with family and everything. We were not expecting to be hit with a with a busy night for that restaurant that night. So we was definitely waiting for an hour and a half to be seated down at a restaurant here in Louisiana where I stay right now.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool. Would you rather not be able to open closed doors or not be able to close open doors?
Wait, repeat that again.
Would you rather not be able to open closed doors or not be able to close open doors?
I would like I would oh I don't know that that is a good one. I think you really got me with, not to open closed doors or to open closed doors
Okay.
either
That's
or.
either
I don't know.
one will do.
That question tripped me off for sure. Good one though. I
Yep.
love it. Good
Yes. Yeah, it gets a lot of people every time.
one.
If you could see one movie again for the first time, what movie would that be?
Oh my gosh. It's a movie. I don't know how good you are with movies, but I'm gonna just try to describe it because I forgot the movie name itself. But it's a movie with a boy and a big dog that he flies with a big dog and kind of goes into different, I'm gonna say, worlds, but they all like toys or stuck in a museum. I forgot the name of that movie. But I would love to watch that movie again. I forgot the name of it. I'm sorry.
It's all right. That happens to a lot of us. What would you do if you found out you won the lottery?
Oh my God. Immediately I'll definitely secure a place for my family, and I will definitely give back to my parents for all the trouble and all the headaches I caused. and definitely donate to either donate or build my, kind of a shelter or an orphanage for the kids, that needs it the most, or anybody that I could help with. I would definitely do that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. Yes.
What is your favorite quote?
Oh, you got to be hungry. And that is oh my God, what is his name? I cannot forget. Bobby Brown, Bobby J. Brown, if I'm not mistaken. He's a motivational speaker, and he one of his one of the quotes he uses that you have to be hungry, and you have to be hungry to get up and get it. You have to be hungry enough to fight for your dreams. You have to be hungry enough to stand in front of your enemies and show out. And you have to be strong enough for hungry enough for what life throws at you, ups and downs, and you have to keep a level head, hungry for life, hungry for to become something better. So you have to be hungry.
Yeah, gotta be hungry. Shaboom.
Shaboom.
Yeah, shaboom. I don't know, I'm so random.
That is a word.
Yes. If the universe is just a simulation, what update or patch does it need?
It's just perfect the way it is, but if it's a simulation, I'll say just have different worlds closer so we could actually see them. Kind of being able to see without needing to have a telescope. I think that would be an update that I'll include in there somewhere.
Ah, all right then. And that is all we have for this episode. It's great having you on, Mr. Royalty, talking about your work as a musician and all across the world and many other things. It's been great.
Oh man, I have enjoyed this episode. I have enjoyed the time. Thank you for opening the doors across seas. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for everything. And we just hope that your fan base and your crowd and your fans kind of connect with us and enjoy what we do. Make sure you go listen to Mr. Loyalty, Power Scheme Music, and all your digital favorite platforms, whatever you get your music from. Just search Mr. Loyalty and you're gonna find that and more that we're working on. Thank you so
And
much.
you're welcome. And until next time, stay tuned for more.